Well, that's the purpose, the natural things that we need to put in our body and helps our body work better and we feel better. And our body is our house, our temple, any way you want to look at it. But if you take care of your body will perform better, you'll suffer less, you'll just have a much better life.
Sounds good. I think that's something all of us would like to have. We've got about 4 minutes left here, listeners, and we've got Dr. Feingold. You've got about, obviously, you know, we've had these other remedies and techniques and homeopathic remedies and all this other stuff, but I mean, the basis for health is nutrition,
I
right?
Believe I mean, that.
We're talking about food here.
Food. Food is your best medicine.
Food and water.
Hippocrates said that. Most people know that. The food is your best medicine, and food includes the water, of course.
And now water, do people drink enough water in general? I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, they sit there and they drink their coffee and their sodas and all these other different interesting beverages that are out on the market today, but water, how much water should the average person drink?
Well, here in the valley, we want to, believe it or not, about a gallon in the hot months, and just under that will vary, under a gallon in the non-hot months. Like right now, you won't need as much water. You won't need a gallon, but get a gallon in the hot months. That's when you're most likely to be dehydrated, and you won't realize it till you start feeling faint and passing out.
Now, a lot of people, you know, they hear that much liquid, and they think, no way can I drink that much. Now, are we talking about a gallon of water separate from all the other beverages they're drinking, or ideally, I guess they should eliminate some of those beverages, the high sugar, high caffeine, artificial color type beverages that they drink on a regular basis, just replace them with water.
Yeah, your pure water, reverse osmosis, or distilled water, then you're not getting chemicals. That's one thing. You want to avoid polluting your body. You get enough pollution from the air. So if you drink pure water, then you can help flush out excess salts. This is good for arthritis, cataracts, stone formations, kidney gallstones. Pure water is very important. It helps to draw the salt that builds up along the joints and arthritis.